Okay, so we are getting ready to transition to an awesome time in the service, which is, what do you think, what time it is now? Woo! Get excited. Here's Diane Garlow.
That just kind of took my breath away, you know, the whole night. How about you? Just amazing. So are you all? Okay. I just didn't want you to feel like you had to stay up here or anything. Is my phone still working back there that we'll be able to do music? Yay. Okay. Speaking of things that might have died. You know, normally at this time when we think about you all, about us receiving an offering and you providing an offering, a lot of times we think about money and we know that, you know, this isn't a tithe. We think that your tithe should go to your home church, and, you know, we want to honor that. So what we usually do at this time is really just talk about God's goodness, some way that God has blessed us. And so what I wanted to talk about tonight, what God really laid on my heart, is something that he's been teaching me for years, or trying to teach me, or trying to help me experience, and that is just really how much he loves me. I know I'll never really get it, but, you know, the way we understand God and the way we relate to each other a lot of times has to do with our home life when we were growing up and the wounds that we've received and also good things. But, you know, we have a lens that we see things through, and a lot of times our relationships are really based on that home, our family. And my family growing up, I always knew I was loved, but as one counselor explained it, if the kind of love I had was food, I had enough to keep me alive, but not really a whole lot else. And so, you know, that was good that I knew that I was loved and all that, but that's the way I related to God, and that's the way I thought he loved me. I always kind of felt like a second-class citizen in the kingdom of God, and that I was kind of a Martha, and other people were Marys, and so God loved me because he was supposed to. That's just what God does. But I never really felt that, you know, he loved me like, have you seen the movie Elf? And you know where Buddy goes out on a date, and then he comes into this dad's boardroom, and he says, I'm in love, and I don't care, who knows? You know, well, really, that's what God keeps telling me. That's the way he loves me, just that exuberance, and he's just so joyful in his love for me. And, you know, I knew the love of God through salvation, but I just didn't feel like there was just a depth and a richness of it. And so he's been healing wounds, and he's been showing me, you know, just kind of like that tap on the shoulder. Hey, honey, I did that because of my love for you. And just daily small things. And I actually have learned to be encouraged to even ask God. And so I started saying, okay, God, you know what would really mean a lot to me is when I drive into work and I can never find a parking spot. Would you give me a parking spot? And so after I started praying that and just believing for that, just day after day after day, I got a parking spot. And then I would just ask, like, before, when I go into work, I had to pass, it's a state highway, actually, and then another street before I can get to my building. And, you know, when it's raining and pouring, I just started saying, you know, God, could you just stop the rain while I have to go across the street? And a lot of times, not every last single time, but time after time he does. And it's not that I feel like God has to prove his love to me, but it's just that he was telling me he wants to show me. He wants to show me even in those small ways. And so one time I was at this dinner at our university, and we were having meatloaf, and it was one of those like self-serve. And I said, God, you know, I know I've worked here a lot of years. They don't make meatloaf the way my mom did. I would just love to have some ketchup. Could I please have some ketchup? Because the people that help serve, they don't put condiments out. It's just like the way it's seasoned is the way it's seasoned. So anyways, from the time they dismissed my table to the time I got up to where we were getting the food, there was a bottle of ketchup on the table, you know? And I know maybe that sounds crazy, but I just knew God did that for me. So he's just been showing me in big ways and small ways, you know, just how much he loves us. And so I guess what I was really kind of starting to say in all this is that my giving, I want it to be out of relationship with him. So it's really important that I really understand him and who he is. And so, you know, I couldn't make myself experience this bigger, greater love that I knew was there. So I would just pray, God, would you just expand my capacity to receive your love? Because I can't do it, and I want it, and I know you want me to have it. So that's been my prayer. And just day after day, in big ways and small, you know, he's been doing that for me. And so my encouragement tonight is when we receive our offering, when you bring something up to put in the baskets. Is there one basket coming up, Lisa? Just one? Okay, so when you may go ahead and come on up. So when you bring something into the baskets, we will happily receive your money, because fact is, you know, ministries need money to run. But truth is bigger than fact, and truth says, you know, God will supply all of our needs, and we believe that, and he does. So if you want to bring money, great, put it in the offering. But if what you want to do is bring God something different, and this is not a works mentality, it's not that you're earning God's love, but if you just feel like, you know, I just want to give God something different, maybe it's a bigger piece of your heart, maybe it's opening up one of those doors in your heart that you've kept closed because of a wound or something like that, maybe it's your voice, maybe it's, you know, your ability to smile and bless people. So if you want to symbolically bring something to God, whether you're bringing money or not, you know, I would welcome everybody to come up and just bring something out of relationship, not out of feeling of obligation that you have to, because we can't earn God's love. And we don't have to. That's the wonderful thing. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And when we receive the offering, we're going to ask that people would come from any of those sections in the back, come from the back and whichever aisle is closer to you, and then kind of go out around. And so then we'll have the other people file in front. So I'll say a prayer, and then we're going to play some music. I wanted to find something really jazzy and peppy. What I really wanted to play was James Taylor, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, but I wasn't sure you would all appreciate that. So anyway, it's a churchy song, so I think you'll be all right with that. All right, so let's just bow our heads. Father, we just thank you for how much you love us. And God, we need more of your love. Your love is what binds us to you, God. It's your love that sees us through. And Father, even when we don't see it and we don't feel it, it is there. That is truth, God. And so, Father, I ask that you would just expand all of our capacities to experience your love. And Father, we just give a portion back of our love to you. Amen.